Good morning, Lewis. Hope you had a good weekend. Got some really interesting news to discuss today about the Edinburgh and their funding challenges.
Good morning, Alice. Yeah, I've been following it. The funding situation seems quite troubling. So, the Edinburgh International is hosting 20% fewer performances this year.
That's right, and despite securing an £11.75 million three-year deal from Creative Scotland, they're still struggling. The funding, adjusted for inflation, is the same as in 2008.
Wow, that is so sad. I mean, it's a big name in the cultural calendar. Do they have any other support?
The Scottish Government is committed to raising culture spending to £100 million a year by 2028. This year, they've also seen a record £34 million uplift, with support for festivals more than doubling to £3.60 million.
That does seem like a positive step, but I guess it's not enough yet.
Exactly. The chief executive, Francesca Hegyi, said it's a mixed picture. They're grateful for the support but still far from their goals.
I see. How does the funding compare to international standards?
She compared them to festivals in Salzburg and Avignon, saying the EIF's budget is a country mile away. She called for a more sophisticated conversation about UK support for soft power.
That's a real concern. What's causing the issues with corporate sponsorship?
The chief executive mentioned the wholesale collapse of arts sponsorship after activists targeted various events.
Oh, right. The Fossil Free Books campaign and the sponsorship with Baillie Gifford. That must have caused a lot of reticence among corporates.
Exactly, and it's not just Edinburgh. The Hay also had to replace sponsorship deals with Baillie Gifford under similar pressure.
So the government is stepping in more, but it's still a tough time for the private sector to get involved.
That's right. The Fringe is also trying to replace Johnny Walker as a sponsor in a really, really tough environment.
It really shows how sensitive corporate sponsorship has become and how activism can have a huge impact on funding.
Definitely, it's a challenging time for the arts and cultural events, but I hope the government's commitment to raise spending will help in the long term.
Agreed. It's a complex situation. But it's good to see some progress, even if it's not enough yet.
So, Lewis, any other topics you'd like to cover before we wrap up?
Not really. I think we've got the key points covered. It's a good conversation about the challenges and progress in the arts funding landscape.
Great, thanks for joining me on today's episode of UK Morning. Stay tuned for more updates and analyses next week.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with more business news right here next Monday.